All right, now, you're listening to the Real Texas Radio Podcast. I'm your host, Bronan, just a fed-up taxpayer, bringing you all of your Texas local and national news. Welcome to the Real Texas Radio Podcast. I'm Bronan, your host. Thank you for tuning in once again to the Real Texas Radio Podcast, or if you are joining the show for the first time, 1,000 welcomes. Please make sure to hit that like or subscribe button from wherever you're streaming, and you can also follow the Real Texas Radio Podcast on X at RTR_Bronan. I am back from vacation. I've been off of the streaming airwaves for about 2 weeks, but I had a nice vacation in Massachusetts and New Hampshire, and I even dipped into Maine for a few hours. And the wedding I attended was lovely. It was in Plymouth, Massachusetts. It was a sunny day on the water, and it was great to catch up with all of the family. But now I'm back, and while I was away, there was a ton of Texas news. I'm not going to be able to get through everything in one show in 30 minutes, but I've got stories about Lena Hidalgo, the county judge in Harris County. There are some property tax updates. There are THC legislative updates. Neiman Marcus in downtown Dallas, the flagship store, Jasmine Crockett. I go on and on and on. It's going to take me some time to catch you up on all of the topics. Why don't we go ahead and start off with Neiman Marcus? Because I saw this story just yesterday and it really upset me. So Neiman Marcus, for those of you, if you're not a shopper, you know the high-end department store. Well, it was actually founded in Dallas over 100 years ago, and they still maintain a flagship store in downtown Dallas, despite all of the chaos from the homeless, junkie, bum, criminal, vagrant, mental patient, ne'er-do-well, recidivist reprobates. And there were reports earlier in the year that Neiman Marcus was actually planning to just shutter the store, but now they've walked that back. They're going to stay open through the Christmas holidays, and I think they're going to reevaluate then. But during the BLM protests, the store was vandalized, just like many stores were vandalized around the United States. And now the store has been vandalized again. Rocks were thrown at the windows where they usually display the new merchandise. And so I'm going to go ahead and read to you from the Dallas Morning News. And Neiman Marcus, it wasn't the only business that was vandalized. So this is a story. It's quick. A story downtown Dallas building will see a change after suffering from vandalism. In light of recent activity around the exterior of the Neiman Marcus site, which was first reported by the news editorial writers on July 26, it has thoughtfully modified the window presentation strategy, the company said. And no, by vandalism, I'm not talking about the homeless, adult, working age, military age male who defecated just right out in the street, on the sidewalk, right beside Neiman Marcus, which was caught on video for whatever reason. That's not what I'm talking about. That was a few months ago. This is a different incident. Now, merchandise will be removed from window displays when the store is closed, the company said. That is consistent with other businesses in downtown Dallas, it said. Earlier this month, windows at the store were boarded up. That came after someone threw rocks. Into the department store windows at about 8:40 a.m. on Saturday, according to police. Someone. We have no idea who it could be.
Missing extremities, partial paralysis, complete paralysis, epilepsy, severe intellectual disability, psychiatric disability, and dwarfism, all qualified.
Yeah, of course we know who did it. It was a homeless, junkie, bum, criminal, vagrant, mental patient, ne'er-do-well, a recidivist reprobate, or a group of them. But again, our leaders at City Hall, like Chad West, the city councilor from District 1 and mayoral aspirant, and just like the director of Forward Dallas, her name's Sarah something, but she was just bragging at a recent homelessness solutions meeting down at City Hall about all the wonderful work that they've done downtown to eradicate homelessness. They've pretty much solved it. Just go ahead and listen. I've played this cut before, but just a reminder.
When we see someone, they will immediately be transported to shelter.
Housing Forward director.
And we want them housed, yes.
Or Dallas Forward.
We want them immediately housed.
Is it correct that only a handful of cities have actually achieved this designation for their downtowns?
Yeah, I mean, I think what is most unique is that what downtown demonstrates that I think is critically important is we can answer the calls from our community to better manage our public spaces and have a compassionate and humane response to homelessness. We don't have to choose between both of those things. I think a lot of cities right now are choosing between enforcement strategies, but what we've learned is we're just moving people from block to block in that situation. When we pair those things together, we can actively manage our public spaces and revitalize those public spaces while also providing responses to homelessness.
Okay, that's enough of that. You get the idea. She's totally delusional. She's a white lady who thinks that she's solved homelessness. She doesn't know what the hell she's talking about. She's way out of her league. Maybe she should go work in software sales or something like that, where she can have a different audience. But any Dallas resident in any district who goes out for a walk, if you walk within a few hundred yards of your house, you are more likely than not to encounter the freak show, the circus that's going on all over the city.
Only a mentally disabled person could have allowed this to happen to our country.
And you know what? Office of Homelessness Solutions, if you want to keep Neiman Marcus and you want to keep AT&T, the headquarters, downtown, you want to keep any other business downtown, you want the biggest cheerleading competition in the United States, in the world most likely, to keep coming back to Dallas year after year, you need to get a big paddy wagon, or you need to get a big bulldozer, whatever. Round up all of the homeless, junkie, bum, criminal, vagrant, mental patient, ne'er-do-wells, and relocate them permanently to Crack Island. We're all sick of it. We're done with this incorrigible group of unemployed layabouts. All right, let me go ahead and move on from that subject before I blow a gasket. And although this is pretty related to homelessness as far as I'm concerned, property taxes. So you know that the governor of Texas, he called a special legislative session, which by law, it's a 30-day period. It's already about 30% over. And he can call the legislature back again for another special session if he wants, for multiple special sessions if he wants. But for those of you who were paying attention to the Texas legislature, which is a part-time legislature, they meet every 2 years. Every single legislature in the country is part-time. But some of them have the temerity to label themselves and pay themselves as if it's a full-time job when we know it's not. But they take pretty much long weekends every weekend. They come in for 10 minutes, they salute the flag, they do the Pledge of Allegiance, and they're back out again in 5 minutes. They call that a working day. They know that most of the public isn't turning out for local elections. They don't know who their state reps are, who their state senator is. they're taking full advantage of your stupidity and apathy. That goes for the whole country, but it's going certainly in Texas. And so the people who are paying attention, there are a few of us, but we are very loud, who are screaming about property taxes. And anytime any of these politicians tweet on X or other social media platforms about any issue, they get flooded in the comments about eliminating property taxes, which is great. And that's exactly what we should be doing. Emailing them, tweeting them, Instagram. They need to be, metaphorically speaking, beaten over the head with eliminating property taxes. And they just pulled another dirty trick by raising the homestead exemption during the regular session. Hasn't gone into effect yet. Won't even matter when it does, because the local appraisal districts around the state have already drastically jacked up property tax rates. So you're not even going to get any benefit from that. We need real cuts. We don't need bait and switch exemptions. And so one of the priorities that Governor Greg Abbott put on the agenda for this first special session, which is ending already August 19th and in just about 2 weeks, a little over 2 weeks, was property taxes. But he put seven or eight other items on that agenda, which are just beyond reasonable in terms of being able to tackle them in that window. They haven't even touched the property taxes yet. I saw one of the state reps, Mitch Little, who, if you don't know who he is, he's an attorney, like many of the legislators in Texas. He's an attorney, and he represented Ken Paxton during his impeachment trial 2 years ago, successfully represented. He was one of the leads. Maybe he was number three. But now he's in the legislature, and he tweets out along with a colleague, and real proud of himself. He wants a real pat on the back from Texas residents. Oh, we're going to reduce the rate of speed at which your local appraisal authority can jack up your property taxes year after year. So in other words, they can still, and he thinks that it's going to be a win if he allows the local taxing authorities to keep raising the property taxes, but just by a smaller amount, but still every year. He thinks that we're going to get some kind of benefit out of that. What a moron. These people, they think that we're so stupid. Well, again, they're really counting on the 90% of you or 95% of you who you don't pay attention at all and just think that it's enough. They can ignore the 5% of us or fewer who are loud on this. But we need to see some real leadership. These property taxes, they need to be cut in half. And, you know, the Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick, he has rocketed to the top of his priorities again, THC, trying to get that banned in Texas, when it's pretty clear, whatever you think about weed, and you know that I think very little about it, you know I don't have any respect for it whatsoever. But hey, I've got my vice too, drinking, which, you know, that's, you could argue that alcohol, that's much worse of a vice, despite it being legal. But we tried that before, didn't we? We tried to ban alcohol, or we did. How did that work out for 10 years? Okay, and you can argue that 100 years ago, there were far fewer people smoking weed. It was much less available. But thanks to Netflix, TikTok, music, and thanks to our politicians who promote weed so heavily, and we've normed it now, and now we're norming other drugs like ketamine and mushrooms. I'll save that for another day. But we've normed weed so much and made it easier to get and easier to smoke and easier to vape that the worms are out of the can. I mean, talk about an understatement. The cat out of the bag, the worms out of the can. And, you know, the secret's out. They're not going back in. You can't reverse it. So, fine. If you want to eliminate the industry that's legally operating, although dubiously operating now, and turn every single person who smokes weed into a criminal? Well, you're gonna do them a favor, because we know that group, just like all the Elizabeth Warren lookalikes who think that abortion is the most important thing in the world. The weed people think that weed is the most important thing in the world. And there's nothing that group likes more than to pretend to be a victim in constant threat and duress of being arrested right out of their own living rooms, right out of their back porches where they're smoking. So Dan Patrick, you old curmudgeon, you, I think you better drop this issue. And why don't you focus on a winning issue like eliminating property taxes? Okay, moving right along, we got to talk about Lena Hidalgo. She is the county judge of Harris County, and she's also the most unlikable politician in Texas. She's also a total whack job, a total nut job.
I did my mental health leave in 2023. I was inpatient for anxiety and depression for 8 weeks. I've been very public about that. And since I returned, I've been doing my group therapy on Thursdays from 3 to 4:30.
Well, it's not enough, Lena. I'm sorry. It's not nearly enough, you psychopath. And she wants to raise property taxes again. Property taxes in Harris County, they have raised several times during her tenure. But this time, Lena Hidalgo, she is billing her latest scam as a penny tax. And what that penny tax will fund is an extension of free childcare for those under the age of four. And of course, the only people that is going to benefit are people who they already qualify for the cornucopia of welfare benefits, from EBT to free health care to Section 8. Their whole life is just subsidized freebies by the taxpayers. And Lena Hidalgo, she is saying that we need this penny tax, or they need it in Harris County, which includes Houston, by the way, for those of you who are outside of Texas, because the COVID hoax, farce, scam, nonsense, ridiculous money is drying up. That was always supposed to be temporary, but you know these Democrats, and some Republicans too, they would have kept the COVID hoax, farce, nonsense, scam going forever if they could have, because many of them, any wealthy person, anybody who had an accountant, they were immediately able to start dipping into and withdrawing phony baloney PPP loans, quote unquote, that you never had to forgive. And they enriched themselves to the tune of anywhere from hundreds of thousands to tens of millions of dollars. And now they're trying to pretend as if there's something being taken away from them with these COVID dollars going away, because things are supposed to be back to normal, which we know that the word normal is an oxymoron in Democrat land. So this penny tax, which would work out to be $10 per $100,000 of home appraisal. So for example, if you're home was valued at $400,000, you would be paying an additional $40 per year in property taxes to fund somebody else's kids to get free daycare. When we all know damn well that if you're living in a home that's valued at $400,000 or even $300,000 in Texas, in Harris County, that you don't qualify for any kind of free health care. You, the poor schmuck idiot, you have to go out and pay for your own child care. But and not only that, but you get to subsidize the deadbeats so they can have their child go into free daycare on your dime. So how this person, Lena Hidalgo, I don't understand. She obviously, she's just taking advantage, like everybody else, of nobody paying attention.
Because it's good to be challenged. It's really, it's good. Being challenged is okay.
And the other commissioners on the court, there's other Democrats, but she blindsided all of them. She just went on to some local news program and announced that she wants this penny tax, and it already sounds dead on arrival with the other commissioners. I hope it is so, but it's playing well, I guess, to the socialist cohort in Harris County.
This woman obviously had lost her damn mind. She needs psychotropic medication.
She's got to go. She's at the top of the list of politicians who they got to go. Whether that means she jumps into the Senate race here in Texas, the 2026 Senate race, it looks like Beto O'Rourke, he's been making the rounds at rallies, and it looks like he has been shoring up support among fellow Democrats. We thought that he had gone away, Beto O'Rourke, after losing, I think, 3 consecutive elections, 2 statewide in Texas, but he's back. He's back because, oh, don't you know, he can speak Spanish. Remember all the white Republicans and white Democrats too? They were trying to show off on stage that they could say hola and si se puede. And they thought that all of the Hispanics were going to break their necks to take a look at them and vote for them. And well, how did that work out, Jeb Bush? It worked out about just as well. Worked out just as well for Beto O'Rourke. But I did see Jasmine Crockett, who, you know, she's a staple now on television, but I saw her stumping for Beto at a recent rally. And
they have a new person named Crockett. I watched her speak the other day. She's definitely a low IQ person.
And it's too bad because we saw that poll. I mentioned that poll a few weeks ago that came out, and it was a Republican poll. So maybe they had just put it out to goad Jasmine Crockett into the Senate race. But it would be great if we could get her out of the Congress here in Dallas. And there is another candidate. I haven't spoken much about him, but it does seem like his profile is raising. Sholden Daniels. He's a black guy. He's a veteran. He's married with kids. He's a lawyer. And he started early. He started maybe even last year trying to spread the word out about his candidacy for the District 30 congressional seat here. And speaking of that, you've probably heard that the Texas legislature, they're looking to redistrict in the, what do you call it, the mid-census period. We won't be having another national census for another 5 years. That's usually when redistricting occurs after the census data comes out. But Trump has endorsed the state of Texas to redistrict and potentially knock 4 or 5 cuspy Democrat congresspeople out of their seats, including Congressman Vesey. I believe that his district partially covers Dallas, maybe the Southwest sector, but he also represents Fort Worth, which is already kind of red. And in addition, Henry Cuellar, he's a Democrat congressman from South Texas. He was in some hot water. I think he was under federal investigation or maybe even charged. I forget now exactly. Some kind of fraud, some kind of fiduciary chicanery. But he's kind of vulnerable. And obviously the Democrats they're losing their minds and they're claiming all kinds of racial disenfranchisement. Most of the districts that are going to be affected are Hispanic. Well, yeah, go figure. It's Texas. We're a majority now. I think majority or nearly 50-50 anyway, Hispanic versus all of the other racial and ethnic groups in the state. Although we know that the Muslims are making pretty significant inroads with the help of Republicans who are just turning a blind eye to all of the shenanigans going on North Texas, all around Harris County. I won't go into a tangent. I'll cover that another day. All right, and I'm heading into the 25 minute plus territory, so I think this is a good place to wrap it up. I've got plenty of other topics on my list that I want to cover, but I'll save it for another episode so I can give you a little bit more depth and scope. All right, I am Bronan. Thank you for tuning in once again. Please keep tuning in. Please keep listening. Hit that like button, whether you are in Spotify or Apple Music or wherever you are streaming. It really makes a big difference for getting this show on the map. I'll catch you on the next episode.